Welcome to the Magic is You podcast, where we talk all about being the fullest expression of you and making the journey just as beautiful, if not more so, than the destination. It's time to say yes to desire. It's time to turn up your magic. The most powerful version of you is the fullest expression of you. Hey, hey, in this episode, I'm going to answer a question from one of our podcast listeners.
Hi, Amy and Michelle. I just want to thank you so much for the work you're doing. My name is Tiffany, and I discovered you through, the Planner Template Kit. I have a question about desire and habit trackers. In my mind, those things are not linked, and so I'd love to know your perspective. To me, following my desire means that, you know, I would be doing what feels right in that moment, what feels in alignment. And habit trackers are more when I'm trying to shoehorn and I'm thinking I should do something. So, for example, if I'm telling myself I should work out every day or I should do XYZ every day, and I'm trying to create structure around that so that I get in the habit of doing that thing. But how do we make sure we're still in alignment with it? Desire, if you're also then using a habit tracker? And do I need a mind shift on this one?
Thank you, Tiffany, for your question. So this is really good because I want to delve deeper into what it really means to follow desire. And in the instance of performing habits that you don't really feel like doing, such as exercise or any habit really when you're first starting out, you might be thinking, how does this connect with that feeling of desire, that feeling of I'm doing what I feel like doing energy? And the way that I look at it is that we know, if we're new to this, we already know that desire is something that we want. And in the sense of habits, we want what the habit is going to create for us. So we may not feel like exercising, but we definitely want and desire what exercising will do for us, which is give us our best body and health. And so how does that translate into the nitty-gritty of doing the thing that would give us that desire? So I think that there is a messaging that we're all familiar with, which is, to get what you want, you got to put in the work, you got to suffer, you got to stay up late, you got to make it happen, you got to hit the gym, you got to, no pain, no gain, in order to get what you want. So that is the messaging we've all grown up with. However, that is not, what's the word? Not necessary. For this example of exercise, it's a really good example because we all know the difference between someone who gets in shape through forcing themselves and putting in the work and eating stuff they hate eating, but it's the thing that's going to cut the fat the fastest, and they're doing a bunch of exercises that they hate doing, but it's just about whipping their body into shape. Whatever is going to get that result, they don't care how they get there. They don't care how much it hurts. They don't care how much they hate it. It's just about getting to that result of losing whatever weight. The people who reach their result through that process don't feel the way they want to feel once they get there. And they typically go back to where they started, or worse, they end up gaining even more weight than when they started. So what went wrong there? Was it that they shouldn't have desired to be in the best shape of their life? Or was the process of getting there in and of itself a broken process? And the problem is people don't look at the process as broken. They think, oh, there's something wrong with me. However, the approach that I teach is can we figure out a way to make the journey just as beautiful, if not more so, than the destination? We all have goals, we all have dreams, we have desires. All of those things feel good. We look at them in the distance and we can't wait to get there. And because of all the programming we've received through motivational videos, YouTube videos, books, motivational speakers, we think that this is a journey of putting in the suffering in order to reach a reward, and that in order to deserve the reward, we have to suffer. In fact, it's this feeling of the more I suffer, the more I deserve it, right? And what I've learned is you already deserve it. You don't need to suffer. So how can we take suffering out of the equation? We all deserve these things that we want. We deserve to be in the best shape of our lives. We deserve to have our dreams fulfilled. We deserve to go on that trip to Paris. We deserve to make money and have abundance. We deserve these things. You do not need to suffer in order to deserve these things. And that is something you have to drive home, because as long as you have this belief embedded in your psyche that your suffering is how you earn a better life, then everything else I'm going to say won't sink in. So you have to really look at the fact that we are operating from a belief system, and unless you realize that just because you believe something doesn't mean it's true and you can actually uproot that belief and discard it, unless you do that, you can listen to all of this stuff and it just won't sink in, because you're like, well, you know, reality is actually like this, but it's not reality. It's just what we've been programmed to believe. And everything changed for me when I realized I don't need to suffer. In fact, thinking that I had to suffer in order to make life better just made it easy for people to manipulate me and use me. And that's not okay. And you have to realize that's what happens when you think that we just got to suffer. We got to put in the work. It's going to be hard. It's going to be grit and grind. What that really does is make it easy for people to use you. Makes it easy for people to overwork you and underpay you. And it makes it easy for you to abuse yourself in the name of achieving a goal, even. Because if you are, in the example of someone who's whipping their body into shape, that's not self-love. And without self-love, this isn't sustainable. Habits are not sustainable without self-love. This is not about discipline. This is not about motivation. This is how much are you showing love for yourself down to the smallest detail. So in the example of exercise, I would look at it like this, because I'm actively working on getting in the best shape of my life. So I already know that that's what I want. The bigger question is, how am I going to get there? So I could either just hate my body right now. I'm not saying, Tiffany, all this advice I'm giving, I'm not saying that you're particularly doing this or that. I'm just speaking on a macro example level. And using myself as an example too, where if I were to just really hate my body right now and just want to change it as fast as possible, I don't care what the cost is, and eat nothing but chicken breast and lettuce all day, and do a bunch of cardio and just sweat my heart out, then yeah, I might get down to a certain weight, but I'm not doing that. I already know that I am worthy of enjoying my life now and not waiting till after I reach a certain point. And I know already that if I were to hate myself into this goal of my best body, I'm not going to reach a point of loving myself. I can't get a body I love through a process of self-hate. So again, how can you love yourself in the habits you're cultivating to create the desire that you want? So now we can see that we're bringing in the energy of desire and feeling good to the journey itself, to the process itself. So this is where we can see the connection between the habits and the desire, because the energy of someone performing those habits needs to be equal to the energy of that person that we desire to be. So that person who loves herself and has the body of her dreams has to also be that person who loves herself and performs those habits that equate to the body of her dreams. So when you are looking at your gym shoes or whatever, your running gear, whatever the habit symbolizes, and you're thinking, oh, I do not want to go exercise right now. I do not want to take a walk. I do not want to lift weights. Is that desire talking, or is that default mode talking? And we have to get really good at telling the difference between the two, because they're not the same. And I'm not saying that desire is always going to say go out and exercise. Sometimes desire is going to say rest, take a break, honor your body. Your body wants to rest right now. So this is not black or white, but this is about being super in tune to what's really going on. Is the voice of default mode talking, or is the voice of desire talking? And you'll start to tell the difference, and you'll start to feel connected to the desire underneath that voice of default mode that's like, just sit on the couch and forget about it. Like, you'll start to feel that connection to who you really, really are. And the version of you who is her full self, her true self, she does not allow that default voice to have the upper hand. Your highest self does not tolerate unnecessary dis-ease in her body. She takes care of herself. She moves her body. She eats healthy. It's not something she has to force herself to do. It's something she loves to do because it is an act of self-love. And getting to that point requires maybe even years of deconditioning from messages and beliefs that don't cultivate that energy of self-love. And it may take years of learning how to love ourselves so that we become the kind of people who these habits that we want to practice in order to achieve these results. It's not even about practicing habits anymore. It's just about, this is who I am. This is what I do. I love myself, therefore I exercise. I love myself, therefore I eat healthy. I love myself, therefore I have all of these wellness routines. But it's not because I'm trying to become someone I'm off in the distance. It's because I love myself. And that's where desire becomes the essence of the journey, instead of something that is out in the distance that we have to earn. And so how does this look if you're trying to cultivate that energy? Well, for me, in terms of exercise, it was a long journey. It has taken years to get to a point where now I go to the gym because I genuinely, genuinely want to. It feels so good to go to the gym. I do it 3 times a week, 30 minutes a pop. Actually, I do it 60 minutes. I never thought I'd be the kind of person who'd go to the gym for 60 minutes, but I will up to 60 minutes be in the gym, minimum 30 minutes. If it's 60 minutes, I'm doing 30 minutes on the treadmill, just walking, listening to an audiobook or a podcast, and then I do 30 minutes lifting weights. And if I look back to the beginning of me really committing to regular exercise, in that beginning period, I remember it being so hard just to do anything. And that was because I had this pattern in my head where if I were to like try to work out, immediately I would get thoughts of, oh, you need to clean this, you need to do that, you need to take care of this, you got to do this, you got to help the kids, you got to, like all these things would pop up in my head of what I needed to do for other people. Because anytime I did something that was just for the benefit of me and no one else, my pattern of you have to put yourself last would pop up. So no, I did not feel this sense of, ooh, feel good energy, da 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 da. But because I knew what was happening, because I knew this was something that the only way to work through it was to go in the opposite direction of the pattern, was to show up and do the exercise. And that was giving my body new data, giving my nervous system new data that we are safe. We can put ourselves first and be safe. And so over time of doing that, I found other ways of putting myself first in my health. I took myself to the doctor more. I got blood work done. I invested more in getting help and figuring out what my body needs. Like all of that was step by step by step by step of unraveling my pattern of putting myself last. And it's still a constant journey of learning what is that next level of what it looks like to put myself first in my health. And the more I put myself first in my health, in exercising, in eating well, in taking care of my body, the more it feels good in and of itself. The more the habit of doing whatever it is feels just as good as that desire to be in the best shape of my life. And it has taken months and months and months and months and months of unraveling to get here. And I wouldn't have gotten this far if I was just focused on that first initial feeling that wants to pop up in the beginning, which is coming from default mode. And that default mode feeling is saying, you don't want to do this right now. You don't feel it. You're tired. Doesn't feel good. You feel all weird and stressed out when you try to exercise. You got to do something else. That's not desire talking. That's default mode. That's default mode talking. And I knew that my desires are coming from my higher self, and my higher self doesn't have a problem showing up for herself in the gym, or at minimum doing some workouts in the living room with her kids around. Like, I did not create excuses. I always found a way to move my body. And then over time, I just dug deeper and deeper into, okay, what's the best form of workout for me? What's the best form of eating for me? What's the best? Like, I started to really dig into what truly, truly works for me. So I'm not trying to fit myself into someone else's regimen. I'm showing even more love for myself by figuring out what's truly going to work for me in the season that I'm in. And this has been one of the most challenging things, because the changes in my body are actually very, very, very slow. I have been working on this for years, and I've seen very little result in terms of physical changes. There have been other changes, like non-scale victories, they call them. But because of the health things that I'm dealing with, my body just does not respond to diet and exercise the way it used to. I remember there was a time in the past where I realized, oh, I'm getting out of shape. Let me, you know, do a 30-day workout program. And 30 days later, I look entirely different. Like I was able to completely change my body with hardly even trying. And then after I had two kids and I'm in my mid-30s, it is just not responding the same way. So if I made this about just the desire of the destination, I would have quit a long time ago. But because I made this about showing myself love in the journey and unraveling my pattern of putting myself last, every single day is a victory. And that is the kind of the macro part of it. The micro part of it is, how can you really, really, really dive into showing yourself love and grace in every possible way that you can and getting really excited about that? So one of the things I did recently when we moved into this apartment, it has a gym downstairs. And I just started working out, but then I realized I am kind of not really showing myself the respect that I deserve. And hold on. My computer went to sleep. Okay, I'm back. And I realized that I was making myself go work out in just like whatever clothes. So that was my pattern again of, you don't really need to go the extra mile with how you treat yourself. You should just be grateful there's a gym downstairs and that's it. And when I noticed that, I opened my computer. I went to gymshark.com, I think it's called. I ordered myself all of the sports bras and exercise pants that I needed to round out my workout wardrobe. And I also bought a headphone gear thing, like that, headphones that would be ideal for working out, because I also noticed that I would go down there with my phone and try to listen to the audio from the phone and try to work out to that and not be able to turn up my phone volume because there's other people there and I don't want to disrupt their thing. And I just realized, why am I doing this to myself? Go get a quality set of headphones that are good for working out. And I also got an exercise mat. So I just took the time to really dive into, what do I need for this to be super pleasurable as possible and easy as possible, and an experience of taking time for myself as possible. Not just, oh, I got to hit the gym and get this done, but how can I make this an experience of me time? And so that is also a huge component of your habits. Sometimes you're just like, oh, I just want to drink more water. I want to work out 30 minutes a day. I want to do this. I want to do that. And we don't really think about, how can I make this luxurious? How can I make this special for me? And even something as small as, I want to drink more water. Okay, you might think, what is there to optimize about that? Just drink more water. No, you could think of 100 different things that you can do to make that more optimal and luxurious and fun and enticing for yourself. Like, just one thing that I do is having a water bottle that I really like and willing to go through several different water bottles in order to find the one I really like. And actually the one I really like, which is sitting next to me right now, it's a brand of water bottle that I discovered when I went to visit Amy in London last year. I asked Amy if I could borrow a water bottle, and she gave me one that I really liked. It was just the way the water came out of the spout or whatever. I just liked it. And so when I got home, I went on Amazon and I looked up that brand and I bought a bigger version of that bottle. It's 64 ounces. And so it's big enough where I don't have to keep refilling. And it's the design that really just, I don't know, I just enjoy drinking more water out of this type of bottle than any other kind of container. And I also just do little things like adding lemon. Like right now, the bottle has lemon water, iodine, and water, fresh lemon, and iodine. And sometimes I'll add electrolyte packets and just little things that make it a more pleasurable experience to drink water. And not only do I drink the whole bottle, but sometimes I halfway through the day and I realize without even trying, I drank the whole bottle just sitting at my desk, getting work done, swigging my water, and I finish it without even trying. What if I was just like, well, I want to drink my water and you know what? This cup, it's fine. I don't need anything special. I'll just use this. I don't want to spend extra money. And it's a struggle for you to get enough water because you're going back and forth. It's this little cup. You don't really like it. Sometimes it tips over. So you can see how in the example of the water bottle that I got for myself versus any old random cup, one version, one type of person is showing herself exquisite self-love and self-care. The other type of person is subconsciously feeding her mind the message of, I'm not really worth it, and it's supposed to be hard. And the more I suffer, the more I deserve the reward. So I might as well stack on the suffering. So this is how habits connect to desire. It is up to us to bring in the energy of, I deserve to feel good. That's the essence of desire. It's I deserve to feel good. And it's up to us to bring that essence into the journey, into the habits, into the nitty-gritty. Because the people who are suffering and grinding their way to success, that is not more admirable. That is not more worthy. That is a broken way of thinking and doing things. That is from a mindset of, I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. And the more I suffer, the more I deserve. Versus, I already deserve it. And in fact, I'm open to the results that I want from life, the best body, the big bank account, the new whatever, the trip to Paris. I'm worthy of all of that now. And I'm not waiting to get to that point in order to feel the way I want to feel, in order to be who I want to be. I can have that now. I don't need the external in order to possess that internal peace. So bringing that energy into your habits changes everything, and it will get you to that destination even faster, because we all know that the people who suffer their way to a certain point end up snapping back to where they started from, end up having to burn it all to the ground because it wasn't sustainable. Like, it's not better to get there the hard way. It's better to get there through doing the inner work, the hard inner work of realizing that you do deserve it. You are worthy, and you don't need these patterns and these beliefs that don't serve you. And I would rather do the work on that inner stuff than put in all this effort and sacrificing sleep and pushing my body in order to achieve an external result. So I hope this episode helps. Thank you for your question and enjoy the journey. Thank you for listening to the Magic Is You podcast. If you would like to join our newsletter, please visit themagicisyou.org/newsletter. See you next time.